This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I would now like to invite one of the bravest men I've ever met to come and join us on stage. As he does that, let me tell you a little bit about him. Imam Noor Wasamir is Australia's first openly gay imam. Originally from Somalia, Noor is committed to helping young queer Muslims live their full lives and hold on to their spirituality. Noor puts gentle in gentleman, and it's been my pleasure to meet him, to sit and listen to him, and work alongside him since I've been commissioner. Thank you, Noor.
Good evening, everyone. Early Sunday morning, a disturbed man went on a rampage at Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando. He killed 49 innocent people and injured some 53 others. He drank heavily, came from a violent background, and continued this generational violence. This disturbed man also attended Pulse nightclub and posted on a gay dating app on a regular basis. He was a Muslim and possibly a repressed gay man. Friends, let's call this attack what it is: a barbaric, homophobic attack on LGBTIQ+ people. Let's not link it to a religion, because the undisputed fact is that he was a murderous homophobe who committed one of the greatest massacres in American history. We respectfully acknowledge that many of the people in Pulse were from cultures and faiths such as the First Peoples in the United States and here in Australia, who have a history of genocide, including the massacre of spiritually important people, the two-spirited people known as transgender people today in the Western world. As a moral community, let us address this attack head-on and consider how ongoing stigmatization and discrimination of LGBTIQ+ people and multicultural and multi-faith people needs to be addressed at all levels of society in order to prevent such extreme violence at one end. Don't ascribe this act of pure hate to a religion. This was an act by a disturbed man who was driven by nothing but blind hate and possibly self-hate in so many ways. Muslims, like everyone else, have been shocked and saddened by this attack in Orlando and have expressed their full grief and prayers for the victims. There is no question about that. Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, and biphobia are all problems in our society that must be addressed. The media and our politicians must not use this barbaric homophobic attack to create more divisions in our communities. The incident in Orlando will unite us. It has united us. It will allow us to start the discussions in our homes and communities. It will make us ask some serious questions. It will allow us to address the issue of homosexuality, even though it is taboo in our communities, with moral and linguistic clarity. The attack on the LGBTIQ+ people in Orlando is a horrendous example of how repression can lead to violence. It is an example of a young man in an environment of conflict with no way of expressing himself. One of ours that society, religion, culture, legal and social structures have let down. One of our own who massacred some of our own. In the name of fanatical idealism, we are sacrificing our sons and daughters. This is not about your position on the act of gay sex. Nobody cares. This is about human rights. Do we uphold the right of human beings to their individual sexual choices without persecution, let alone murderous retribution? Yes or no? Let's not tiptoe around the topic. Do we uphold their right to peace and prosperity? Yes or no? Let's not tiptoe around the topic. If yes, then how loudly are we willing to say it? Will we stand with the LGBTIQ plus community in utter clarity to uphold their rights to be free and safe? That's right. Overcome the taboo and stand with the LGBTIQ plus people on where our beliefs coincide, yes or no. Here I am standing before you today, a Muslim spiritual leader amidst our beautiful city and people of many faiths, as we see from the church there. I am standing here for one message, for one cry, for one purpose, and that is of unity. It is not two communities that have been affected by this tragedy on Sunday morning. It is one community. I often get asked when these types of incidents happen, will it stop? Who will be next? And my answer generally is the same. Who knows? I don't know. What I know is that as long as we have youth who have their sexualities and genders repressed and shamed, as long as our youth have no confidence against racism and economic injustice, as long as unemployment is on the rise, and as long as people live precariously, who knows? I don't. Of course, one must remain on guard on every level, but one must not fall prey to the pieties and sanctimoniousness of the elites and the media and follow them blindly. Friends, we need to be able to say today, I stand with you. I am one of you, and mean it. And together, we create hope. To my Muslim, same-sex attracted, and gender-diverse young people, I send my love, we send our love. Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.